844-923-9393. Initial investment required.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Partly cloudy skies and breezy today. Maybe an isolated shower too this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s.
Travis, it's 35 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Sally Hudson held a town hall to answer people's questions ahead of next month's General Assembly session.
Ending gerrymandering, fighting against Dillon's rule so Charlottesville and Albemarle can choose to remove Confederate statues. Issues, and health care were among the topics discussed. But the very first question asked was about potential gun laws.
For me, my firearm is for my protection and my son's protection, being that I am a single mom with a young child in a neighborhood that is not the most dangerous, but it's also not the most safe either.
You can expect this to be a very nuanced debate, and we're going to be trying to tailor the kinds of regulations to assure that we're really facing specific problems head on.
Hudson says those specific problems really are focused on mental health, such as background checks and mental health evaluations.
Nick Freitas, delegate from Virginia's 30th District, kicked off his campaign for Congress on WCHV Radio Tuesday morning, answering questions about why he chose to get into the field.
Well, I think one of the things that you do have to recognize and accept right up front is that if you are going to stand it by principle up in Washington, D.C., there's going to be people coming after you, and it's not just going to be the other party. So I think it's important to have that mindset that you're up there to accomplish something for, you know, a bigger ideal. You're up there to accomplish something for the people that you ran for. You're not there to secure your place in the House of Representatives forever. You're there to actually get something done and to fight for something bigger than yourself.
You can hear the whole interview on the podcast channel at WCHV.com or through our free downloadable smartphone app.
Albemarle County Police have recovered a large amount of stolen property. Investigators say the suspects targeted packages at Carriage Hill, Ivy Garden, Turtle Creek, and the 14th Street area near UVA grounds. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 35 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station. Getting ready to help 4,300 kids in Central Virginia celebrate Christmas with ToyLift.org. See you Friday in Rutgersville on WCHV.
This is my workshop, the one where I made an SR-71 model out of metal scraps. The one I reminisce in and reread the letters I saved from when I was overseas. As I get older, things change, but my home is the one thing that never will. With InnovAge Pace, I still get to do what I love in the place I call home.
InnovAge Pace provides all-inclusive care to help veterans stay independent and live life on their terms. Learn more at myinnovage.com.
Astra, what do you see in your crystal ball?
I see a doll.
Ooh.
Dark.
Yes?
Better boots at JCPenney's mystery sale. Ooh, they look good on you.
Now through Sunday, reveal your...